All right, everyone, you made it. It's the final preview show for WrestleMania Triple X 30. Kevin and I rounding out the shows here, and we're at the main event.
Yep, one last match to go.
Yeah, we'll see if I can end this without sounding like a stuttering idiot. So yeah, it's the triple threat. I can't remember what I named the post, but it's the WWE triple threat. I'm sorry, WWE World Heavyweight Championship triple threat match featuring Randy Orton, Batista, and a mystery third person, okay, Daniel Bryan. Now, we talked about this on the Triple H Daniel Bryan, and we did it at the end of it. WWE wouldn't go through all of this they wouldn't go through all of this to not have Daniel Bryan in this match.
I guess that's the other reason why it just seems inevitable. They have done some gymnastics just within the storyline context to suit putting Daniel Bryan in this thing.
Yeah.
Even though Triple H gave himself that possibility, which was much needed.
Which was I just thought of that, but yeah.
But what the shit?
I've had a great knack of destroying your concentration.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
Oh, man. What the fuck? Oh, yeah, no, just the storyline gymnastics have really been there to be putting Daniel Bryan in there, not Triple H. Mm-hmm. And that ended up being the problem. That's why I said that the Daniel Bryan Triple H thing probably got better hype, or the best hype overall. Because this match was really put on hold in a lot of respects. The hype for it, waiting for Daniel Bryan to be put in there. It was like it always seemed to be hanging out there, even though it was supposed to be Batista versus Randy Orton. Like, it always seemed like there was the Daniel Bryan cloud hanging over them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. From the moment Batista won the Royal Rumble. Now, they introduced Batista in a bad way. Let's just start there. He comes out and shakes hands with the bad guys. It's like, what? That's kind of awkward.
Not only shakes, but hugs.
Yeah, and then says, it doesn't matter who's in my way, and all that. I mean, he's saying bad guy things. That was very weird.
Yeah, but casting him as a good guy.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, really did not do them any favors right out of the gates. Like, I mean, I love his character now, but bringing him on board the way they did not help his return at all. No. Like, they did not help him out.
Yeah. No, heel or bad guy Batista is the only way to go with him. He's fantastic. And it was only until he was allowed to do that this started working. And if Daniel Bryan didn't exist, then this match, I don't know if people would have been that crazy about it, but I don't think they would have crapped on it as bad. I mean, a strong, arrogant heel is always fun to watch. But the bad thing is you've got a weird champion, so he really didn't have anyone to like go tete-a-tete with, you know?
And that's kind of been the other problem, is that Randy Orton has had to... he's just been a metamorphosis, just constantly under the authority. Mm-hmm. Like, he hasn't had any constant character direction. Like, Daniel Bryan has had a singular character direction for quite a number of months at this point.
Right.
Randy Orton, it just seems like every month they're changing which direction he was going in. It was just like the one month he's with the authority, the next month they're against him, the following month they're with him, the following month after that they're kind of with him, but they're not really aiding him anymore. like, there's just been all this weird uneasiness around his character. And, yeah, it's just, like, he doesn't have anywhere to go. Like, it was just weird. Like, you have a good guy coming back being a bad guy, basically, and another bad guy who is just in this weird spot in his career. Like, he's... Shahid said it. It was the longest reigning transitional champion ever.
Yeah. You know what? I still have not listened to that show. That's a good-ass line, though. But yeah, that's essentially what it is. You're just waiting for him to lose the belt. It's like Ronnie Garvin. You knew Ric Flair was going to beat him for the title again. It was just, wow, they dragged that out for a long time to get the Starrcade.
Yeah, and I mean, it just seems that way with Randy Orton. Like, it's just, that's been the black cloud over this championship reign. Like, there's no reason he shouldn't, what am I trying to spit out here? You should be able to hype him as the champion of champions, I guess. Randy Orton, like, he has the pedigree and he's won enough championships before this that there's no reason they can't play him just straight badass. You know, and they just haven't at all for whatever reason.
Yeah, and Triple H keeps calling him a head case, and it's like, well, what? That doesn't. Yeah, I'm just gonna end up repeating what you said, but just in a different manner. But yeah, that's. They just made it all look weak, and it's just like, Jesus, man. I mean, if Randy Orton was stronger, I think the tete-a-tete he's had with Batista would be a little bit better. Which, if you really think about it, Daniel Bryan hasn't been in the mix with these three at all. Outside of, like, you know, kicking each one in the face or whatever. But, like, verbally, there really hasn't been a lot of interaction.
No, there hasn't been, just because, well, yeah, and maybe that was a bit of a casualty, them developing even the CM Punk leaving and having to go with the Daniel Bryan Triple H match. Mm-hmm. You know, that did, it started slow and weird, but ended really well. But that's the problem, is they needed to use up all of that time to get that feud into the right spot.
Yeah.
And they didn't have any time to have either of them. Because really, Triple H cut a promo against them last week. Mm-hmm. So he got at least a shot in, but because Bryan was off, and, you know, rightfully so, he hasn't gotten to say anything to them.
Yeah, and I think they're making the case that Triple H is going to be in the main event. They brought up Batista saying, you haven't beaten me. You've never beaten me. You've got Triple H saying, you know, I've taken on Randy and I, we've been at this before, and I've come out ahead on top of Randy Orton. And now Batista and Orton going back and forth. That match has really centered around those three. And Daniel Bryan just there, well, you know, if he's there to win, if he wins, then he's in. Where it seems to be with Triple H, is a foregone conclusion he's going to be in it, just based off of the promos, which I think is actually a good idea. It'd be nice to have, you know, Daniel Bryan get mixed up with these guys.
Uh-huh.
But then it also... which I think is an inevitable victory for him, it leads to a feud later with Batista. Because they've already done Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan to death. So I can't see after WrestleMania, you know, that continuing.
Uh-huh.
So as much as Daniel Bryan's not being mixed up yet, you know, Batista's taken his verbal shots here and there, and we've already had Randy Orton and Triple H, obviously. They've painted Daniel Bryan to be such an underdog, and almost a voiceless underdog, to where it'd be nice if he said something, but I'm thinking it may not be totally necessary.
I would be pretty surprised if he doesn't show up by the end of tonight. In some capacity. So I'm gonna imagine that he's gonna get a chance to state his case, and we'll see what he does with it.
I agree with you. I think he is gonna show up by the time Raw's over, which will be long done recording this. It would actually be beneficial if he just got beat down. You know, going back to the Undertaker thing.
Oh.
Showing weakness so the crowd really explodes when you eventually win, you know? But verbally, he hasn't done much of anything. Physically, sure. And I think, like, his absence has given this match a little bit of doubt as to who's going to be in it. But, I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
We both know. So, you know, I just hope that the Daniel Bryan Triple H match doesn't end in some sort of draw or double disqualification or double countout, and then they make the main event a four-way match. I actually just thought of that. I can't imagine they would, but oh boy, that would be bad.
Yeah, that would be a train wreck if they did that.
Yeah, I think that'd be duly unsatisfying. So, but I don't know, man. I mean, I'm hoping this is good. I'm hoping.
I think it'll be a good match. I mean, Orton usually seems to have a good match. I'm a little concerned about Dave. And Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton have had good matches, so, you know, I think it should be a good match. But, and the good thing about three-way matches is that Batista can get a little breather in here and there.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is Dave's conditioning is still a little bit suspect. With him and Sheamus on SmackDown, I don't know. He didn't look good. And I'm not one of those Batista haters that's like, oh my god, work on your cardio. I mean, it'd be nice. But if he can come around and, you know, have somebody, like, help out in that respect, that'd be great.
Yeah, no, and that's it. I mean, he's going to have to do it. Part of the problem is that a lot of these young guys can wrestle really, really well. And that's one of their upsides, a lot of these guys' upsides. So having a slow mover like Batista there is kind of an interesting dilemma for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Dave can provide the power moves and looking like a badass. Daniel Bryan can play will play the underdog.
Yeah, most certainly. Know.
And then, well, you got Randy Orton as the tween, and I don't know. I don't like triple threat matches. I always thought they were kind of boring and just really kind of stupid. So I'm just hoping this turns out to be good. And I'm hoping that if this is going to be Daniel Bryan's, like, crowning moment, if you will, that it's done in a satisfactory manner. So that he doesn't pin Batista, he pins Orton, since he's the champion. And there's not a controversy, you know, just...
Yeah, and Daniel Bryan's problems all along have been more with Randy Orton than with Batista. So that's just another reason to have him pin Randy Orton. Because, you know, all the screw jobs have provided Randy Orton with the belt.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really kind of capping off what he's, you know, the hell he's been through trying to get to the world championship.
Yeah. So, it's not a question of who's going to win to me. It's just a matter of how it's going to be done. And I just think WWE's smarter than to not have it just turn out the way it's supposed to. Have that big WrestleMania moment. And this is... We haven't really talked about match positioning too much. This has to be the final match, right?
I can't imagine it's anything else. You know, Taker, Lesnar maybe could have done it, but with the way that hype's gone, I do not believe they are in that position any longer. Okay. And that's really the only other match, because, again, Bray Wyatt's youth, I think, is going to play against him as far as, you know, a closing match. Like, you know, as much as Cena has been in it, you know, I think he can take a year off after being in the hugest main events ever with The Rock the last two years. Oh, yeah,
there's no chance that's the main match. So that's,
and what's the other main match? Oh, yeah, no, it's Taker, Lesnar, and then it's the two matches that are tied together.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, there's only a choice of one other kind of big match. So, and when you tie two matches together at a WrestleMania, you've got to go with that last, right?
Yeah, I would think so, yes. So, well, we'll find out. So, I don't know, man. And we're right up on the mark, actually, for a change, since I started the timer a little bit late.
Well, I mean, I don't think we really have that much more to do. I mean, we're both already implying, or we've both really said that we think Daniel Bryan's winning this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the prediction.
Yeah. Usually we do like a roundup show at the end of the week with any new breaking news that we didn't know going in. I don't think we're going to have time to do that unless we do it on a Saturday. But I'm not flying all the way to New Orleans to sit in a hotel room and do a podcast, unless it's later at night. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. So, I guess, thank you for listening. If you listen to all these shows, thank you. That was appreciated. Sorry I was terrible at signing off on all of them. So, before I ruin it, I'm just going to say you can follow us on all the different social medias, especially over the WrestleMania weekend. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, DeFrango11, Granny Maze, Stunt Dusty, Eric runs Stunt Granny. He doesn't use Twitter. So there you go. just look for us. And again, thanks for listening. And I'm out. I'll let Kevin sign us out for this year's WrestleMania preview shows.
Okie dokie. Well, yep, we are going to New Orleans, and as usual, I will be drinking local. So it is time to get ready to enjoy some Sippy Time craft beers from Louisiana, kids. I'm out.